degrading or elevated either one. They just white people.
Okay. Now, what about blacks?
Well, they call us everything. You name it.
Yeah.
Anything you name. We have been called that.
Have you found that the names have changed in time?
What
you
mean?
Tell me about
name?
That. For instance, you know, 30 years ago,
uh-huh.
People do something different than they would now.
Well, now, yes, back, well, I say 30 years ago, well, we just called plain nigger.
Let's see,
it's nigger. And they went from nigger to they got the place where they would say negro. And then now the word black has become very popular. They never speak him. Him speaking or writing as a negro. Him speaking or writing as a black.
Okay. Did your school have a playground?
Where I taught?
Yeah.
We had space, but we didn't have all the equipment we needed.
Okay. Did it have a fence around it?
No.
Yeah, okay. What kind of, if it did have a playground, what kind of fence have you seen around playgrounds?
Well, I've seen these chain link fences.
Okay.
That's the book biggest kind.
Yeah.
The only kind you put that you can't tell.
And some schools have a big room where sports can be played. It's covered.
Yeah.
You know what that's called?
Know what it's called?
Yeah.
Recreation center.
Where they play basketball?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, basketball. Okay. And what do they call the place where the toilets are in schools?
Well, they call them the toilet. Some of them say the laboratory. Some just different, you know, according to terminology that you've been accustomed to. A lot of that is what you call, now let me see how I classify it, colloquialism. Mm-hmm. In certain localities, they say one thing, in certain localities, mm-hmm. they say another. So some of them call that just whatever they, some of them call them outhouses, mm-hmm. toilet and bathroom and different things like that.
Okay.
Because y'all won't go to the toilet, you'd be saying, yeah, I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your school, what was it called?
Well, they called it the toilet.
Okay. Now, there are two political parties. Can you name those for me?
The Republicans and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is, I want the term that was given to kids who had very long hair and they were considered dirty and they were very radical in the 60s.
Hmm. Well, they call them... You want the time to give to children with long hair.
Usually teenagers.
Call them hippies.
Okay.
I think that's what they were called.
They were called hippies. Do you think they're hippies around today still?
Well, now they look like the hippies, but many of them act like them. What did a hippie act like? And I don't know what they call them now and everything, so.
Okay. What would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex? For instance.
Homosexual?
No.
What'd you say?
A non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex. For instance, a friend of yours who's very, very close, you would call her your...
Yeah, I guess call her my best friend.
Okay.
My best friend.
And how about if a child has an adult friend, what would you call that adult friend?
Well, I'd call him more of a chaperone or a supervisor or a guide or something like that.
Okay. And were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school?
Big pot.
Were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in
school? Yes, yes, yes. We were taught to, in that time, we children were just called bad or good. They didn't have all these names, these psychological terms that they apply now. And your parents, you received your training at home, what to evade and what to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And we were well aware that a child was doing something we weren't allowed to do and taught to do, and so we just evaded that child.
Okay. When you were talking about all these children you played with, how would you refer to them with one general term?
I refer to them as playmates. That's what they used to call them, playmates, my playmates.
And have you heard about a contest in which teenagers will try and insult the other person? And it's sort of a ritual insult.
Have you heard of what?
A ritual insult. It's kind of a contest to see who can insult the members of the family more than the other person.
With intent or just jokingly?
No, it's intent, yeah.
Intent. Have I heard
a name for that type of...
They call them children insolent. Mm-hmm. Say they're impotent or insolent or... That's what I think they call them. I don't know whether they call them delinquents or not. I don't think they would classify as delinquent, but they are... Not retarded, they're just insolent children.
I think the tape's about to run out.